We're going to be in the book of Amos, chapter number 4. The book of Amos, chapter number 4. We're going to be preaching on God reminding Israel of what could happen, if you're not prepared. The book of Amos, chapter number 4. I'll begin reading in verse number 6. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rain from you when there were yet 3 months to the harvest. And I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. One piece was rained upon, and the piece whereupon it rained not withered. So two or three cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew when your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The pommel worm devoured them. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have seen among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up upon your nostrils. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown Sodom, I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a fire branded plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he hath formed the mountains and created the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth. The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Heavenly Father, I just want to bow in your presence. Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your grace, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in my life, Lord. I just ask for a few minutes that you'll help me to preach, Lord, and wrap me up in my calling, make preaching what it ought to be. And Father, I pray, have your will and way. I love you, and I thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Help me now, for it's in Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. So we see in the book of Amos, chapter number 4, verses 6 through 13, we see that God's reminding Israel that his chastening is real. I mean, it's just as real as it's ever been. The chastening of the Lord is not pretty, but I thank God if once you're saved and you're born again and you know the Lord, I'm glad that God chastens us and it helps us. It brings us back to Christ. And it helps us to come back to Him, because I'm telling you that if you're not saved and you don't know the Lord, then the Bible says ye are bastards and not sons. If the chastening of the Lord hasn't chased you, then you are not one of His. You don't know Him. But you see that over here in the book of Amos, it says it 5 times that God said, ye have not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Ye have not returned. And, you know, God wants us to come back to Him. And He wants us to serve Him and wants us to go with Him and just forget about ourselves and just yield unto God and go with God. That's the old song says, I think I'll just go with God. I think I'll just go with God. So the title of my message is, are you prepared, or are you prepared to meet God? We see here, And it's in the Bible three different times. It's in Amos 4:12, Ezekiel 13:5, Ezekiel 22:30, well, four different times, and Luke 14, verses 31 through 32. And be prepared. And my question to you out there is this: are you prepared to meet God? Are you ready to meet Him? For the believer, it can be scary because, you know, we're human. I thank God I'm saved, and God saves His people from their sin and washes them throughly and by and through, and from your past to the present to your future. Jesus is going to take you there. But are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to are you ready to go and be with Him? Am I ready to go and be with Him? Well, I want to live as long as God lets me live. I'm going to live for Him. As He saved me and He gave me eternal life, and I'm just going to go with God. But it says here that, you know, in verse number 6, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. It says it five times in verse 6. Verse 8, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And in verse 9, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And in verse 10, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And in verse 11, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. God was serious about this, that these people have not turned back to Him. They're living in the way that they want to live. And for us to be saved, it would be a real dangerous thing for anything to fall into the hands of the living God. It clearly says that, and I don't want to disappoint Him, even though I have disappointed Him. But I'm so glad that Jesus has never disappointed me. I mean, He may be disappointed in me, but I have never in my life have ever been disappointed in Him. I mean, Jesus is the best, my dearest friend I have ever found, and He helped. I'm glad He's a help in the time of need. Amen. So I'm just here to tell you that be prepared to meet God, because you're going to see Him someday. It could be today. It could be today. You will meet God. You will meet God. Number one, be ready. Go tell them. Go warn them. Number two, be prepared. What did you do for God? And the best thing of all, be saved. Be saved and know Him. Romans 10, 9 and 10. And number four, be right with God. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. God will take you out of this world, whether you're right with Him or not, saved or lost. Sodom, even Sodom and Gomorrah, God wiped them out. And God wiped them out. God will wipe us out if we continue to live in sin. God will take us out the longer that we go in this sin and continue to please ourselves and to go with our sin rather than go with God. God is going to wipe us out. And it is scary. It is scary. This ain't popular preaching, but it needs to be preached. That we need to be ready. We need to be ready because it could be today. You just never know what could happen because we live in a sin-cursed world. We live in a sin-cursed world, and you just never know what's going to happen, what God might send your way. I remember years ago, I can't remember who told me this story, but he told me years ago that this man, he He continued to live in sin and said he got right with God, but he didn't really get right with God because, I'm not going to say what happened, but I will say this. God sent an 18-wheeler and hit him head on. And he went, and God took him out. And he went home to be with the Lord because God, I mean, when things are getting worse and you continue to go the way that you want to go, God's just want to say, I'm done. And I'm going to bring them home. I'm telling you, this is serious stuff. Goodness. I'm telling you. You know, like I said, five different times, God was just as serious about his word than he's ever been. Said it five times. Not just once, twice, three, four, but he said this five times. So that ought to wake us up. That ought to just wake us up and to know and take God's word serious at what the word of God says and what it teaches and what his word says. Because God's word, his word is going to stand forever, you know. It's going to be from the beginning. It's from the beginning until the end. His word will never change. Jesus will never change. In fact, he said it twice. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, for I change not, and he changes not. And in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, he's just as real as he's ever been. This ought to just break us and not go back to where we once was. Because I sure don't. I don't want to go back to where I was, even though I'm a sinner, but I'm a saved sinner. There is a big difference. I mean, my flesh is not saved, but I'm glad that my soul is saved. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad I know him. Thank God, I'm glad that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And my name is written down in glory. Amen. Jesus, I've got my name written down in glory. It's reserved in heaven for you. For you. Amen. I'm glad that he don't take our salvation away. I'm glad that he doesn't take our salvation away. We're saved now until the day of Christ. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you're saved until Jesus comes. You're saved until you're saved. You're going to be saved tomorrow. You're going to be saved next week. You're going to be saved next month. You're going to be saved next year. You're going to be saved for the rest of your life. If you came to know Jesus, when that sweet Holy Ghost, do you remember that night when that sweet Holy Ghost came and convicted you of your sin and that you needed Christ? I thank God I remember that day like it was 8 seconds ago. That's how clear it is, because I know I've been born again. Amen. I'm glad I know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I'm going to tell you what I am. I'm a no one trying to tell a someone about Jesus. That's all I am. I ain't promoting preaching. And if you promote preaching, and you should just sit down. Sit down. If you're going to promote yourself and say, well, I'm a preacher. I'm going to promote myself. I'm trying to make a name for myself. And sit down. Or go home. Because this is not about man. Even though the preacher is important, the pastor is the God's man for the place, but it's not even about the pastor. Even though I love my preacher, Preacher Rochester, in fact, both of them, Preacher Kerrigan's son, Jack Kerrigan, I love both of them men dearly, but this is not about them. This ain't about me. This ain't about Brother Steve, Brother David, Brother Tim, Brother Cliff, Brother Jimmy. No one. It's about one. His name is Jesus. And he said if we would lift him up, he said he would draw all men unto himself. I'm glad. I'm so glad. But I'm telling you, be prepared. Are you prepared, or be prepared to meet God? And my text is in 12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Israel was not prepared to meet God. And that is so sad that they were not ready to meet God until God had to really give them a word from the Word of God that if you don't return unto me, I'm going to wipe you out. It clearly says that. Look, in verse 11, I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. And you were as a fire brand plucked out of the burning, yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord. We must be aware. We must be aware that one day we're going to meet God. And I'm glad I'm saved. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm not going to be over there. I'm not going to be part of that white throne judgment. I'm not. But it still scares me that it matters how you live your life. I'm not afraid of where I'm going to go. I'm just afraid what am I going to lay at Jesus' feet? Jesus' feet. I want him to say unto me, Well done. Thy good and faithful servant. You know, it ain't hard. I mean, I know being a Christian is hard, but it's not hard to give your life over to Jesus and let him in and let him use you. And you know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, this is one of my favorite verses. Romans 12, verse 1. For I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Holy. He said, be holy, because he is holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service, church. Is just let God move. The Bible says in John 3:30, I must decrease so that he can increase. And I remember what that saying is, give your all to Jesus. Don't yield to the flesh, yield unto the Spirit. And I believe this with all my heart, as this preacher one time said, Preacher Rackley, if I'm in control by the Holy Ghost, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But we must. It is a must. You know, it says, you know, I told y'all about these verses of Scripture the Lord's given me. He even said it in Ezekiel chapter number 13. I'm going to read these verses to you. Then I'm going to be done. Ezekiel chapter number 13, verse number 5. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. Stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. Ezekiel 13, 5. And also Ezekiel 22, verse number 30. The Bible says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand up and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But, this is so sad, but I found none. God wants that one to stand in the gap. Stand for him. Was it saying in Ephesians? Having done all, to stand. Don't be that one where you're just wandering astray. Be that one that Jesus can use. And also Luke chapter 14. Then I'm going to be done. Luke 14, verses 31 and 32. Jesus said, or what king going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Are you ready to meet God?
When he walks among us, all that he does, all of his mercy and all of his love, if the pen of the writer could write every day, even his words could never contain. How I have been blessed. spring, laughter in summer, the changing of leaves, food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back, and shoes on my feet. Oh, I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good. He's so good. I have been blessed.
Arms that can raise, a voice that can talk, hands that can touch, and legs that can ears that can listen, eyes that can see. Oh, I've got to praise Him as long as I breathe. I have been blessed.
A father and mother who nurtured and raised, a brother and sister, and memories made. Altar to pray, stripes that can heal, and blood that can save. Oh, I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count. There's not enough time, so I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good, He's so good. I have been blessed.
We live in a country, the greatest on earth. Our flag stands for freedom.
So overwhelmed, the place where He hides me under His wings. He's not just a song, He's the reason I sing. Oh, I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious are His thoughts of you and me. No way I could count them. There's not enough time. So I'll just thank Him for being so kind. God has been good. He's so good. I have been. God has been good. He's so good.